Hare Krishna. Question: are different religions like different companies with their gods as their product?
No.
The different religions are like different colleges sharing the same knowledge about the same one God. The idea that God is the product and the religions are like companies, it gives a very distorted, commercialized idea of religion and God. Whereas the reality is that the scriptures provide two things. One is the different religions, they in their original pure expressions are meant to provide two things. One is higher knowledge about God, and second is experience of God. So just as different universities, different colleges can have slightly different syllabus, can may use slightly different books, but the essential knowledge that they are giving is essentially the same, especially if they are all of the same department. So engineering colleges in India, there may be many different engineering colleges, and they may have slightly different syllabus. And engineering colleges all over the world may have slightly different, even more differing syllabuses. But still, they are giving, teaching essentially the same subject. So like that, the different religions are like different universities who are sharing the same knowledge of God, of the same one God. Now, religions are also meant to provide us one more thing, not just knowledge about God, but experience of God, a higher experience of God, which inspires us to devote ourselves to Him, to love Him, and to, by loving Him, to love all living beings. So, to understand how they provide this experience, we can consider another metaphor of the different religions are like different hospitals. So, and now, the hospital is meant to cure us so that from the diseased state, we come to a healthy state. And our experience of ourselves and of things around us changes as our health changes. So similarly, religions are meant to treat us spiritually and to cure us from selfishness to selflessness. That is the core purpose of the various processes that are there in religion. There is prayer, there is meditation, there are various processes in different religions. They are meant to cure us, to raise us from selfishness to selflessness. So, just as different hospitals may have different machines, different guidelines, and sometimes different hospitals may also have different treatment methods. So, one may use allopathy, another may use Ayurveda, some may use naturopathy. But their goal is to cure. So, now, based on this, we can also understand further that sometimes, just as a university is meant to provide education, but it can also become commercialized. A hospital is meant to treat people, but it can also become commercialized. So when that happens, do we just reject education and reject treatment? No. We use our intelligence to find out which university is actually teaching properly and which hospital is actually curing properly. And then we go there and get education, get treatment. Similarly, it is possible, and indeed it has happened in many cases, that many religions or many denominations within some religions or many institutions about some religions have become excessively commercialized. And they may appear like companies. So, and they may seem to be thrusting the religious wear on people, and basically they may seem like companies. So that's unfortunate. But if we just reject God completely, then we become deprived of higher happiness. Just as a higher knowledge and higher happiness. Just as a student who does not go to a university remains deprived of knowledge, and a patient who does not go to a doctor remains deprived of health. So it is our responsibility to carefully examine and find out which is the which religion, and not a specific religion, but which set of religious teachers, or which or where we can get proper knowledge of God and where we can get higher experience of God. And then we follow that. So we don't uncritically accept every university and every hospital, nor do we indiscriminately reject every university and every hospital. Similarly, there has been commercialization in religion, but we should avoid the both extremes of either uncritical acceptance or indiscriminate rejection. Rather, instead, we should intelligently understand and follow that process by which we can actually go know God and love God. Thank you. Hare Krishna.